We are now joined on the teleconference by Arkansas head coach Eric Musselman, Razorbacks registered an 18-16 overall record and an 8-10 mark in league play while advancing to the National Invitation Tournament. To ask a question of Coach Musselman, star one now. Coach, while we wait on questions, could you give us a few comments on your team looking ahead at next season?
Well, we've had a good off season so far. Obviously, as a new coach, there's always an adjustment period. Trying to get to know the players, re-recruit your own roster as well as try to form a staff. And we're moving in the right direction, and the players have been working extremely hard and had great buy-in so far.
Okay, our first question is from Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. I was just wondering what your take was on the rule changes with the three-point line being pushed back and the 20 seconds reset on the shot clock, and if you think those are good or bad, and how you think your team will adjust to it this coming season.
Yeah, I mean, we've already laid the new three-point line down on the practice floor and encouraged our guys to shoot a little bit beyond that, even as they work on their own and when we're in doing individual skill or whether it's a practice type setting. I think that obviously, when you look at NBA rookies, when they're used to the college line and then they have to go back, move a couple feet back and shoot from beyond NBA three-point line, guys' percentages usually dip a little bit. So I would assume there's going to be somewhat of a drop-off in overall three-point percentages across the college basketball landscape. I think the players will adjust in time and maybe towards the conference-type part of the season that some guys' percentages will go up. I do think that if a guy is a good three-point shooter, just as when a college player goes to the NBA level, those guys tend to have, less slippage in their percentage. So I think guys like Mason Jones and Isaiah Joe, Desi Sills, I don't think that it's going to affect those guys at all. I actually think that it will benefit really good shooters. And then I think guys that are trying to become three-point shooters, those guys are going to be the guys that really, really struggle from beyond three-point line now that the line's moved back. And then the shorter clock, I like it. I think anytime that, we can have more universal rules or at least closer universal rules across the board, meaning international, NBA, the women's game, the men's game, the more those rules start coming closer together, I think it's easier for the fans and better for the game.
And I think since we last talked to you, you've added Jimmy Witt and then Isaiah Moss moved on to Kansas. I was wondering if you could kind of address those two situations. And do you plan to fill that 13th scholarship or just leave that open? Or what are your plans for that?
Yeah, I'll start, Bob, with the 13th scholarship. I mean, right now, obviously we have a spot open. As you study the landscape of college basketball, you don't want to fill a scholarship just to plug a hole or act like you're filling a need if you don't really feel good about the prospective student athlete. So we're going to have patience with that last roster spot. Obviously, we'll continue to work hard and see what players are available. But this late, there's probably a small pool, so to speak, of available players. And, regarding Jimmy Witt, we feel like, Jimmy's an experienced player. He's got really good athleticism. His wingspan is incredible. He's got the wingspan of a power forward or a center. Great anticipation defensively. And, a guy who can play the point. You can slide him to the off guard a little bit. He can guard bigger players because of his athleticism. He's an extremely good rebounder from the guard position, and the experience factor as well, and the fact that he's played in the SEC, played at Arkansas before, all those things are real positives. And then regarding the other guy, I have no comment whatsoever.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, next up is Scotty Bordelon of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm curious, in trying to grow your second college program, do you use some of the same program-building methods at Arkansas that you did, I guess, in the early stages at Nevada?
You know, I think every program's different. You know, I think some of the things that we want to bring from Nevada are obviously, you know, we'd like to get to the style of play that we had there. We would like to get try to build the same type of culture that we had there, what we're comfortable with from the way that we practice. So there are a lot of things that we're trying to bring from Nevada, but there's also, you know, new things that you're trying as well. And obviously it's a new conference. There's a different style of play in this conference than there is in the Mountain West. So I think there's adjustments as well. So, you know, as a staff, we're spending a lot of time watching game tape of last year's SEC play and trying to learn the other programs' personnel that's returning. Obviously, there's some new coaches in the league, and we've tried to watch some of the tape of their past programs to see their style of play and what their team's identity has been. So I think there's a lot of things that we would like to bring, and then there's some things also where you're going to make some adjustments as well.
And also, I guess, in summer workouts, who's catching your eye and why?
Yeah, I mean, from a summer workout standpoint, we've added some things that are maybe a little bit new. We've added the guys running a mile where the guards have to do 5:30, the wings 5:40, the fours and fives 5:50. There's a good portion of the team that's already passed that test. Once they make their times, they're done for the summer. In running those times, and some guys that hadn't passed originally have continued to increase their times, and the weight room work that they've done with Coach Rich has been phenomenal. And I wouldn't say there's been any one or two guys on the floor. When you're doing individual skill stuff, it's hard to evaluate. When we've done team stuff, we've done a lot of breakdown stuff, where we tried to introduce some philosophical stuff. And so we haven't done a lot of competition. I think with the summer 8 weeks that we're able to work with our guys over the 10-week summer sessions, and then you add in when you're going to start what I would consider a little bit earlier, but with time constraints, mid-September on, it becomes a long time between games. And so you certainly want to keep your guys fresh mentally and physically, and so we'll do a lot more competition once the guys get back from summer, and then we'll be able to evaluate them a little bit more. And I'm sure guys will, you know, leapfrog other people as we start to think about how to form a rotation and what roles guys will have.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next up is Jerry Tipton of the Lexington Herald Leader.
Eric, you mentioned there's a different style in the SEC than in the Mountain West. Can you elaborate a little on the differences you see?
Well, I mean, I think first of all, just obviously there's a talent difference. Having played Florida last year in the NCAA tournament, we understand that, you know, there's difference in length and, you're dealing with more NBA prospect type guys that can play at the next level. And then certainly when you go on the road in this league, although it's you got charter flights compared to flying commercial, it's hard to play at places like Wyoming just to get there. So the travel is going to be a little bit easier, but on the other side, you know, you're dealing with maybe some bigger crowds at some places, and every coach in this league, in my opinion, you're talking about, you know, some of the best coaches in the entire country, and so that each guy has his own, you know, style or identity or the way that his teams play, and every night there's going to be a different challenge from an X and O standpoint as well.
And I think I read that you had used transfer players at Nevada, and you've got some now going into your first year at Arkansas. And I'm wondering if that's valid, that observation, and if it is, what you see from those kind of players that makes them attractive to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you look at the landscape of college athletics right now, because I haven't been in college athletics for 30 years. I've been in it a relatively short time. When you look at some other coaches in this league or other coaches across the country, and so when I've, in my short time frame, the transfers have grown and grown and grown, and you know, a transfer comes with experience, and you're able to look at a body of work at a Division One. A Division One transfer, you have some type of a body of work to build off when you evaluate them on film. And so yes, they are part of our recruiting philosophy, and you know, it was really successful for us at Nevada, and we feel like the guys that we've added through transfers right now are going to help. And again, I think it's a landscape right now, just in any field or any business that you're dealing with, there's constant change, and there's, you know, it evolves. And right now the transfers, whether it's college football or college basketball, is a big part of you know, the landscape.
Thanks.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.